important that I decided, well, I'm just going to stick with it, and I'll go back and pick up the rest. In Ephesians 6, in verse number 4, it says, "And fathers, provoke not your children to wrath." And that last part says, "But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." And I want to talk about this. And children, this is going to be for you. And you know what I'm going to talk about tonight? Guess what I'm going to talk about tonight, Gracie? Hey, Gracie, you know what I'm going to talk about tonight? I'm going to talk about how to get a spanking. Isn't that wonderful? I want to talk about, hey Chuck, I'm going to talk about, and you make sure that your parents, when they spank you, are doing it the Bible way, okay? We're going to look at the Bible and see what the Bible says about spankings. Isn't that a wonderful topic? Well, it's a necessary topic because certainly there's a failure in discipline today. And because parents have decided not to discipline their children, then we have such a disobedient generation that's being raised up today. Because really, that's allowed. They allow their children to go and be undisciplined and grow them up to be really rebellious children. But it's a cause, when there's a failure in discipline, it causes a destruction of society and family. Children need discipline, absolutely. That means your little angel. Your little angel needs discipline at times. In fact, let me read you some scripture. We'll start off here in Proverbs or Psalm chapter 58. Psalm chapter 58. Let me read you one verse. Verse number 3. Psalm 58. I'm going to start here. Psalm 58 in verse number 3. Let me find my place. The Bible says this: "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies." Can I tell you that's true of your children? They come from the womb, and you know what? It doesn't take long for you to find out they're just a bunch of liars. They come from the womb that way. You do not have to teach them to be bad. It comes natural. I've never seen anyone have to teach their children to be bad. You have to teach them to be good. And so obviously that's our responsibility. And there's different philosophies of discipline. Boy, back in my day, well, even before my day, really in the 1960s, there was a man named Dr. Spock. What a joke. Dr. Spock. And he wrote a book, and it was common for people to accept his practices, where he said it's not necessary to use procedures and discipline your children that inflict pain. He even taught that it's abusive to do that. If you do anything to inflict pain in the area of discipline, that it is abusive. He taught positive affirmation instead. And I'm not saying that there's not a need for positive affirmation. Of course there is. But listen, it does not and it cannot replace good old-fashioned biblical discipline, which is most necessary. And so most believe that physical punishment is abusive today all throughout the world. Many different countries, in fact, it's illegal, and you better be careful here, because there's some people that would report you. In fact, I used to discipline my children wherever they were. If they were in the middle of a Walmart aisle and they needed a spanking, so be it. I would lay into them right there. But I'm going to tell you, anymore, it's hard to do that because you might open yourself up for some problems later on. But I would say take them home and don't forget to lay the paddle to them or whatever you use. But most today, in fact, back in my day, swats were allowed in school. In fact, teachers took great pride in who could give the hardest swats. I'm going to tell you, if you're in my age, you know what I mean. There's teachers that had paddles that had holes in duct tape and had letters on there. They named their paddles. And we knew what teachers you did not want to be in trouble with. But not anymore. A long time ago, they got rid of the paddle. I don't even think it's St. Paul. Did they ever paddle anybody in St. Paul? No, I'm talking about now today. Today, they did in your day. That's interesting. That wasn't that long ago. You guys are not that old. So that's encouraging, but I don't know that it happens anymore. And I doubt that it happens enough anyway. Now, I want to talk to you today about three different things. Why I should spank my child, and then how. How should I spank my child? And then I want to talk about when should I spank my child. And so let's look first at why should I spank my child. And I want to turn over to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13. And the Bible gives all these answers. If you want to distort it and twist it another way, let me know. I'll consider it and throw it in the trash afterwards. But we ought to be able to look at the Bible and come to our conclusions. Not our feelings. Not our feelings. Not what the world teaches, but what the Bible teaches. And look in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse number 24. The Bible says this. Let me find my place. He that spareth his rod. Do you see that next word? Hateth his son. But he that loveth him, chasteneth him betimes. Now, are you going to argue with God? The Bible says, if you do not spank your children, then you hate them. Spank them with what? A rod. And so we're going to look at that. What is a rod? But if you refuse to inflict pain by the rod, by disciplining your children the proper way, then the Bible says you hate them. Well, I already know there'll be a lot of mothers say, I don't hate my children. I love my children. How dare you? I don't spank my children because I love them. That's not the right type of love. Love includes more than affection. Love includes doing what you don't want to do for the betterment of somebody else. And so for your child's sake, for your child's sake, you must discipline them in a godly manner. And the Bible says that if you love them a godly manner, is that you are going to use the rod. Hebrews 12:6 is, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth. Boy, you like that word, scourgeth. The Bible says, every son whom he receiveth. So many say, well, I love my baby too much to spank him. Not what the Bible says. The Bible says if you spare the rod, you hate your son. Now, you'd have a fit over that. But the truth is, you're not loving them the right way. The Bible says, bring them in the nurture and admonition of who? Of the Lord. Not the nurture and admonition of, and put your name there, but nurture and admonition of the Lord. You hate the children you don't discipline. That's what the Bible says. Because you're robbing him or her of something that they desperately need. You say, my child's a little angel. Oh, no, he's not. I can prove to that in just a few moments. But those that don't use a rod believe they know more than God and love more than God, and that's just not true. You may have some strong feelings that prevent you from spanking, but it's not love, not real love. Like I said, love is more than emotion. It's doing good to others, not for personal gain. Doing something even though you may not like to do it. And a parent that refuses to spank because they don't want to suffer emotionally, it's all about them. And it's not about the child. It's really selfish. You say, well, I just can't do it. Well, then you're being selfish. You must do it. God calls you to do it. God says, use the rod. Why? Well, let's look at that. Proverbs chapter 22:15. God not only tells us to use the rod, but he tells us why to use the rod. And the Bible says in Proverbs 22 and verse number 15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Well, that's true. They come from the womb that way. But the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. I've often taught listeners, a lot of people say, well, I'll just take something from him. If he gets in trouble or my little girl gets in trouble, I'll just take away their little Tootsie Roll Pop. Well, let me tell you, you cannot drive foolishness out of a child by taking away a Tootsie Roll Pop. The Bible says you have to use the rod. So somebody says, what is a rod? And if you look at that word, there's different words, English words, that will define this word. It could be staff, it could be a branch, it could be a club. I wouldn't recommend a club, but a shaft of some sort. And we use alternatives, and there's nothing wrong with that. And my dad used a good old-fashioned leather belt. And I tell you, I love that leather belt. I'll tell you why. Because it was a whole lot better than that limb, that switch from the peach tree. Give me the leather belt any day, I promise you, rather than that limb from the peach tree. But it's hard to drive foolishness away with a Tootsie Roll, but it's not too hard to drive it away with a rod. The Bible says use a rod. A parent that doesn't love his children enough to spank them encourages them in their foolishness. Every child has foolishness. Well, how am I going to get rid of that, Brother Kenny? The Bible's telling you, get rid of the foolishness with the rod. And here's another reason the Bible says to use the rod. In Proverbs 23, just over just a little bit, in verse number 13, withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him, oh, get my eraser. Let me mark that out or erase that word. But that's what the Bible says. We might want to choose a different word today, but this is the word the Lord chose. The Bible says, withhold not. Boy, I'd get in trouble if I preached this in just the world today. They'd probably have police at the door. You know what I mean? But here's what the Bible says. Can I still preach the Bible? Can I still use the words the Bible uses? Well, I hope you want me to. I'm going to. And so the Bible says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. I wonder what it says about that. He's not going to die. Go ahead and beat him with a rod. That's what it says. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from what? Hell. How can that be? The only way you're going to deliver yourself from hell is trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'll tell you how it's going to help him. It's going to help him because they are going to realize that there is a real punishment for doing wrong. See, children today, when they're not disciplined correctly, they don't realize that they're when they do something wrong, there's a real punishment. They must be taught there's a punishment for sin. And sadly, many children will go to hell because parents will not teach them that sin must be punished. The rod teaches them some things that are wrong, and it must be punished, that they're accountable to a higher authority. And so that's so important. Eli's son, if you would turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 3, you don't have to in verse number 13, but the Bible talks about Eli's son, and Eli's son are in hell today. Do you know why? The Bible says because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And he lost both of his children to hell. How terrible it would be that you don't love your children enough to spank them with a rod and teach them that there's a real punishment, that they have to answer to a higher authority, and when they do wrong, there's a real punishment for their sin. Now, all this has a balance. I don't know what picture you have in your mind of somebody spanking their child. I know what I have in my mind. I know the correct way to do it. I'm going to teach you the correct way to do it. And when it's done right, it's in no way abusive. In no way abusive. We can follow God's word, and it's all done, why? Out of love. Because we want to drive foolishness out of our children. We want to deliver our children from hell. And then look at Proverbs 29 and verse number 15. Proverbs 29 and verse number 15. The rod, here we are again, there's that word, the rod. And reproof, give wisdom. But a child left to himself, what do you mean? Without the rod, without discipline, bringeth his mother to shame. Well, I can see that in the face of some mothers in the aisles of Walmart today, as they hold their face in shame because their children are running around like a bunch of Comanche Indians. Well, I can't say that. I'll take that back. I'll say hoodlums. Is that better? Is that set better with you? I want to be politically correct. And so some hoodlums in there, and they're tearing stuff off the walls and everything else. And boy, it's a shame. You can look at the mother, she hangs her head in shame. But the Bible says in a couple verses down, in verse 17, correct thy son. How are you going to do that? Well, we're talking about the rod. Correct thy son with a rod. And he shall give thee rest, yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. So who's going to make the difference? Parents are going to make the difference. Parents that love their children because they want to drive away foolishness. They want to deliver their children from hell. They want to give them wisdom. They want to have that rest and delight. They want to look at that son and that daughter and say, that's my child, and be proud of them. And so it's so important. I remember taking my children to restaurants, and even they say, well, you can't make a 2 or 3 year old behave. We could. You can. We sit at restaurants many times with our three young children, and then they behave themselves perfectly, not because they were afraid of mom and dad, but they knew if they got out of line, there was going to be discipline. And so they were very happy. They weren't sitting there in fear, but they were happy. They learned how to obey. I can't tell you how many people would come up almost on a very regular basis and come say, well, your children are so well behaved, and it'd bring praise and honor to me and their mother. Well, so we looked at why should I spank my child? Because I love them. Because I want to drive foolishness away from them. Because I want to deliver their soul from hell. Because I want to give them wisdom. Because I want rest and delight. That's what the Bible says. All those things, that's not me. That's the Bible. The Bible says those things. So that's why I should spank my child. Now, how should I spank? I'm so glad you asked. Children, you want to know how you should be spanked? Well, I'm going to tell you now. Isn't that wonderful? You can test your mom and dad out. Make sure they're doing it the right way. Well, I should spank him with a rod. We talked about that. Now, that's important because I believe the rod, and I know there might be a time perhaps, and I don't think it's a good practice to ever spank with your hand. I think even very early on, you ought to have a rod. Now, your rod could be a number of things. Even when they're real young, it might be a spoon or a wooden spoon or a ruler or something like that. But it ought to be something that when you grab, they know, uh-oh. You know, a six-year-old can look up and go, ooh. Or not six, a six-month-old. Ooh, what, he grabbing that spoon again? I know what's about to happen. And so that's the discipline rod. And so use something. I know everyone has had different things, belts, switches, paddles, whatever it may be. But have something you designate at the rod. And it will change. When they're young, it might be a spoon. But don't try to lay a spoon to a 10-year-old. It's not going to work very well. You're going to have something more substantial than a wooden spoon. But you know what I mean. Now, here's the rule. You're going to spank them, now get this, enough, hard enough, to invoke a good amount of pain. That don't make you feel too good, does it? As a parent, it doesn't, not really. I mean, if it makes you feel good, we got to have a talk later, buddy. You know what I mean? A parent doesn't want to make their children have pain. In fact, it's opposite, but we have to. We know we must. And so if I'm going to discipline my children properly, it must be with a rod, and it must be enough to invoke a good amount of pain. Look what it says in Proverbs chapter 23. Isn't this good preaching, children? It's wonderful. So next time your mom and dad spank you, make sure it hurts enough. If it don't, tell them. Say, Mom and Dad, you need to give me another swat or two. Swing it a little bit better. It's just not a good enough pain. I don't feel enough pain, all right? Proverbs 23:13. What a wonderful message. It says here, Proverbs 23:13, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Again, we look at that, if thou beatest him. And so it's inflicting some amount of pain. Now, a small tap on the bottom doesn't really invoke too much pain. You know what I mean? I know what you're about to say. I know what you're about to say. Well, you don't know my child. He got such a soft heart. He's got such a soft... And I know children are different. They are. You say, well, I can look at my child. Well, he gets all upset, boy. Well, that's fine. That's well and good. I'm glad they're built that way. They're easier to handle. But I'm telling you something. The rod inflicts what? Pain. It has to inflict a good amount of pain. Proverbs 19:18. Let's look at that. I'm just teaching it. You can do it or not. It's up to you. It says, chasten thy son while there is hope. And let not thy soul spare for his what? His crying. So there's going to be enough pain to inflict some crying. Well, I know some of you say, my child cries. Inflict enough pain that if he didn't cry so easily, he would. You know what I mean? That he would cry. Don't give in to his crying out. That's what the Bible says. Don't stop. Don't spare for his crying. Oh, just leave him alone, honey. He's all right. No, he's not. He's a little demon, little liar. He came out the womb that way. He needs to drive that foolishness away from him. You're not going to do that by standing sitting in the corner. There may be a time for that. But I'm talking about your primary discipline is with the rod. Now, here's something really going to upset a lot of people. I know it. But if you're going to get mad, please, just get mad at God. Would you determine that right now? You're not going to like this next verse. I'm going to tell you you're not going to like it. And so if it makes you mad, I want you just right now, just get ready to ball up your fist in your mind and say, God, I hate that. I don't believe you. You do that, okay? You can if you want. That's up to you. You're going to accept the truth or not. And so the Proverbs, verse number 30 of chapter 20, the blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. So do stripes the inward parts of the belly. Now, there's a lot of ways you might want to twist that. But let me ask you something. What do you think of when you think about the blueness of a wound? Bruising, right? Blueness of a wound. You say, how dare anybody spank a child to where it leaves a mark? Friend, if it doesn't leave a mark, you may not have inflicted a good enough amount of pain. Now, I know this is hard for some people because of the way you've been taught, the way you've been raised, some of you. Some of you, it's just the way others have taught you, whatever it may be. I can tell you this, I don't remember. My dad, he wasn't a saved man, but he knew this biblical principle. He must have. Because there wasn't a time he did not spank me. It did not leave some type of mark. You've heard of the word welt. You know what a welt is? You know, a spanking, it leaves these marks, and it takes a little while for them to go away. That just means you got a good spanking. Now, some children bruise easily. Justin would bruise easily. If I spanked him very hard at all, he would bruise easily. And so I have to come back here. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. So do stripes. Those stripes, those welts, the inward parts of the belly. You may say that's cruel. Well, it's hard, isn't it? But you know, it's not very pleasant for a doctor to operate on somebody. Do you know why they operate on somebody and there's pain involved? There's going to be pain, isn't there? Pain's going to be involved. But why does he operate? It's for their own good. You're not going to not operate on them. You know they're going to have to go through some pain. I'm telling you, when it comes to discipline, it is the same. It has to inflict pain, and it's for their own good. Now, so how should I spank them? With the rod, enough to invoke a good amount of pain, not too much pain. If you're somebody who says, I can't wait to invoke a good amount of pain on my kid, you've got a problem. Okay, you're going to be abusive. You're going to go wrong. You're going to go too far. And so obviously people can go too far, obviously. But we're Christians, and we're trying to learn the best way to discipline our children, the biblical way. And so in Proverbs 26:3, it tells us where to discipline our children, how to, on what part of the body. And the Bible says in chapter 26 and verse number 23, a whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Where's the rod applied? On the fool's back. Look in chapter 19 and verse number 29. 19 in verse number 29. Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools. Look in chapter 10 and verse number 13. Proverbs chapter 10 in verse number 13. Sure do have a lot of verses here for giving us instruction in how to whip our children. It says in verse number 13, in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. The rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. So here's the rod again. Where's it going? It's going on the back. Now, I looked up that word back because I'm thinking, all right, how do we do this? And you look on that word back, and it means in the middle of the backside. Now, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out if you stand somebody else, where's the middle at? Well, the middle of the backside. We know it's right here where most people get a spanking. And so that's the proper place for it, in the middle of the backside. So you bend them over the bed or the couch or however you like. I can tell you this, don't let them run around like a Comanche Indian. Oh, there's that word again. I don't want to offend anybody. But you know, my dad would grab us by the hand and he'd take the belt. And it'd be like a merry-go-round. You'd be jumping up, almost touching the ceiling. You'd come back down and he'd swat you again. I tell you, don't do that. I tell you, when you discipline your children, teach them how to stand still. Teach them how to put their hands on the bed or whatever you want to do. But teach them how to receive the discipline in a good way. This is for their own good. And so on the back side, a child, I don't know how many licks that would be. It probably, depending on the person and what you're using, might be 5, 10 licks, who knows. But a child ought to remember the pain, the last spanking he got when he's tempted to steal from his mother's purse. Amen. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to do that. Why? Because, it's hard to drive away that foolishness. I don't like that too much. But we're to be sure to discipline and to discipline absolutely, without any doubt, in love, never in anger. Do not ever spank your children in anger. Now, it's going to be hard. You're going to be tempted to. And probably going to mess up every once in a while. And you ought to tell them you're sorry if you do. And I'm going to tell you, there's probably a few times I messed up. But it's important to remember not to spank your children with anger. If you can't say I love you before you spank them, then wait. Be sure that you're calm, not talking in a loud voice. You know, you ought not to threaten your children all the time with a loud voice. You know why they're not minding? Because that's how you've trained them. You've trained them to yell at them 20 times and they may or may not get in trouble. That's how you've trained them. And so you ought to be able to go to your children with a calm voice. You ought to explain why they're getting disciplined. And I wasn't planning on telling, but I love to tell this story. It was such a great story. And my nephews came to visit, and my Aunt Linda was down, and my mom was down visiting with us. And my mom's two, my brother's children, but because he was an unfit parent, my mother adopted them and has been raising them. At this time, they were about 8-10 years of age, and they were raised in a different household. That's why grandparents, it's not good for grandparents to raise children. My mom and dad disciplined me. If I got disciplined by my mom, I'm not lying to you. She would spank me. And then when my dad got home, he would spank me because my mom spanked me. And so, I mean, I got spanked a lot growing up. I don't mind that. I deserved every bit more of it. And it helped me. It helped me a lot. But when they grew older and then they were taking these two children, raising them, they never got a spanking. And then my dad dies and mom certainly ain't going to spank him. They come down to visit. I don't know, maybe they're 10, 12 years of age. But one of them just goes off and he hits my Aunt Linda. You don't do that. That's wrong. And my mom wouldn't do anything about it. So I told them boys to come here. I got them and I took them into one of my cabins and I locked the door. And my mom's beating on the door. You're not going to whip them children. I said, yes, I am. She's beating on the door. She's going to have to stay out there. And so I sit down and I talk to those two kids and I'm calm. I'm not upset. But these boys need discipline. They need somebody to discipline them. They can't go around hitting an elder. Do you believe that? No. There's got to be some real punishment for that. That inflicts a good amount of pain. And I was the man to do it. And so I sit down and I talk to them. And I made sure they understood because they've never had a spanking. I told them what I was going to do, where they were going to spank and how they were going to stand, why they were getting it, and I was going to do it because they need to learn this lesson. I want them because I don't want them to grow up to be bad people. And so I remember putting Dimitri, his hands on the bed. I took that belt and I reached back and I gave him a good swat and he yelled out, "Murderer!" He did. I gave him another one. He yelled out, "Murderer!" again. About 5 swats, and I figured that was enough. This boy can't handle too much more. And so I set him aside, and I said, "Now you understand, I looked over, it was Hunter's turn. His eyes were this big." I took Hunter, and I gave him the same thing. He yelled murder all the way through. I guess he got it from his brother. And then when they were done, I sat there for a long time. Mom's still beating on the door. A long time explaining why that was so important for me to do that. Because I loved them. Because I wanted them to grow up to be good people. And then finally I had to let my mom in the door. So I let my mom, and you got to know my, well, you don't know me, you've seen my, but you don't know my mom. And so I opened the door, she's hysterical, she runs, "Oh, yeah, my baby!" And you know what them kids did? Both of them came to my defense. It hurt her feelings because they gave me so much respect. After I just finished spanking them, they need it. They have to have it. Your children will respect you, and they will learn when you give discipline the proper way. Not the Dr. Spock way, not the worldly way, not the way that you might want to because of the emotions that you have. You have to come to the place, I'm going to discipline my children the right way with the rod and always with love. Always. It works. My children, and well, let's see, when should I spank my child? Let's go on down there. When shall I spank my child? Proverbs 13, verse number 24. The Bible says this, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." Now that word betimes means early on. That you chasten them early on. You say, when should I begin to discipline my children? Well, right away. It doesn't take too long. If you've waited till 6 months old, you've probably waited too long. Because at 6 months old, they can learn some things. Now, you've got to teach them. You've got to teach them before you can discipline them. Teaching's a little bit different. Sometimes I use a little swat on the hand. You ever done that as a parent? Your children are about to put their hand in the light socket. You say, don't do that, but they're still going to do it, so you just tap their hand. They're learning. So you're not just giving them a full-blown spanking, but you're just tapping them on the hand. I remember Justin. He was reaching across to get the brush. It was just on the back of the couch, but I said, no, don't touch it. And he looked at me with that look that a 8, 10-month-old, however old he was, would look at you. And then he looked at me, and he slowly started to move it. And I smacked that hand. I said, don't touch that brush. He'd look at me, old tears start to, and he'd reach. He just would not stop. I hit that hand, old hand to get red. And eventually, you know what happened? He stopped touching the brush. I never had another problem. Some kids are very stubborn. I remember Elizabeth when she was very young, 2, 3 years old, and we were in a church. And I was going to the mission field, was on deputation, sitting back here in the church. And this was just her time to challenge us. You know what I mean, parents, young parents? I remember those things. Well, I'm so glad they're over. Well, I'm glad I don't got to do that anymore. But here she is, a young kid. I love my little girl, but here she will not. She's just frustrated. She's going to have her way. She's going to make noise. She's going to do what she wants. And listen, I understand, and I'll talk about it next time, that you don't want to give unreasonable expectations to your children. It's unreasonable sometimes for a 2-year-old to sit through a service without making a noise. You know what I mean? Take it there, 2 years old. But she wasn't just making a she was throwing a, you know what, the fit. You know what that word means? She was throwing a fit. She knew better. She already knew better not to throw a fit, but she's throwing a fit. And so I had to take her outside. I've disciplined right away. And I think that's good policy if you can. I take her outside, took her outside the church building over by a propane tank where nobody could hear. And I laid into her and I'm giving her a spanking. And I said, now listen, are you going to do that again? And she looked at me and said, yes. And she meant it. And I just got done spanking her hard. And I didn't know what to do. I said, I'm going to have to spank this child again. And so I spanked her again, just as hard as the first time. I didn't want to do it, but I had to do it. And I said to her, now, are you going to sit in there and behave? And she said, no. I'm not lying to you. This was the big test for Elizabeth. And so I had to lay for the third time. I felt, man, this kid's hurting here. I hate this. But I had to. And I said, now are you going to mind? And she said, yes. Took a little while. We brought her in there and she didn't give us any more trouble. I don't remember ever having to get on to her in church again. You say, really? I'm telling you, really. I'm not saying it's going to be like that for you because each child is a little different. You know how some are. Some are going to take a little longer. But you have to do it, and it has to be done. And if it's not done with love, then you know what it does? It produces just the opposite. It produces rebellion. If it's not that you're teaching them that it's good to hit somebody and cause pain because they did something wrong and getting satisfaction or whatever else, it's not the biblical reason. We love you. And I explain to Elizabeth each time, you know, Daddy got to spank you again. And so, I mean, you got to explain and do what you got to do. And so when should I spank my child? The Bible says early in Proverbs 19, while there is hope. And that's so important because if you do not spank a children when they're 4 years old, you're going to have a rebellious 14-year-old on your hands. If you don't spank a children early on, a 2-year-old, then you're going to have a problem when they're 12-year-olds. If you have a 2-year-old whiner, you're going to have a 12-year-old whiner. If you're going to have a mean 4-year-old, if you don't correct it, you're going to have a meaner 14-year-old. And so as soon as they have been trained, you have to discipline them. After you train them and by swatting their hand, whatever you got to do. And then when they understand and they still do wrong, then discipline them with a good enough amount of pain in love. And I'm going to tell you something. It will work. Because it's not your way. It's not my way. It's God's way. And He knows how we're made. He knows what we need. And when you're a child understands and disobeys, he should be spanked. But if he doesn't understand why something's wrong, then he should be trained. And then, like again, I said, when should I spank him? Early, after you've trained him, as soon as he disobeys. Don't wait. Don't continue. Like I said, Johnny, you look at your son and say, Johnny, now I said, climb down from there. Get away from there. You're going to break something. Johnny, did you hear what I said? I'm not going to tell you again, Johnny. I said, stop doing it right now. Do you hear me? Get down. No. You know what you do? You say, hey, now, Johnny, get down from there. You know better than to do that. If you want to do it, if you already trained him, I might say, Johnny, come here. We're going to go in the bedroom because you know better than getting on that table. And so you take him to the bedroom. You say it in a calm, clear voice. You tell him why you're going to spank him. You spank him. If you don't spank him good, it's not going to work. Well, it's not a big deal if Daddy comes in there and gives me a little talking and then, now go out, son, and be a good boy. No, there has to be a good enough amount of pain. But we don't want to warn and threaten several times before children comply. If that's how your children is, it's because that's how you have trained them. It's not their fault, but it's your fault. And then, let me give you a couple of things and we're done. Be consistent in your discipline. That's so important. It's extremely important. I should preach a whole lesson on this one point. Be consistent. If they know something's wrong, give them a spanking for that every time. Don't be inconsistent. Do not say that you're going to spank a child and then don't. To train a children, you must be consistent in your discipline, always. My mom tells this story all the time. All the time. And I remember this story. I'm about 11, 12 years of age over at my cousin's house. We get in trouble. My dad says, when you get home, you're getting a spanking. Well, a little bit of time because they got held up, parents talking, you know how it is. A couple hours later, we end up at the house. Dad forgets all about it. I go up and say, hey, Dad, don't you remember you knew he was going to spank me? And you know what my dad did? He spanked me. My mom said, well, you weren't a very bright kid. I said, I know. Hey, man, he's usually, I need to keep him consistent in this thing. Hey, children, keep your parents consistent. I mean, when you get a spanking for something that you do, and then you do it, and you're not getting a spanking, remind them. Now, Dad, you give me a spanking for this, remember? Do that. That'd be a big help to you. Help your parents, too. And then let me tell you this. Be in unison as parents. Always. Always. Mom and Dad, you have to be on board. One parent disciplines a child. The other should never go against their judgment. There ought to never be a time where a father disciplines his children and they run to mama for comfort. No. Or the other way around. It's better, women, now listen to me, it's better for that child to suffer an injustice than to destroy the authority of another parent. You have to be in unison when it comes to discipline your children. You have to be on the same side always. They should never, if they run to mama to try to get out of trouble, you should train them. And as soon as that happens, well, you shouldn't have done it. Now you got to get a better, you got to get a heavier or a more discipline or a greater spanking, whatever it may be. But you make sure if that's happening in your family, you got to stop that, nip it in the bud. After a child has been spanked, he should never be allowed to go to the other for sympathy. Do not in any time undermine your spouse. You are a team. That's so very important. These things, I'm just mentioning, and they are crucial for you to be effective in disciplining your children. And so Scripture warns us over and over and over what happens when children go without the right kind of discipline. We see different examples in the Scripture. We can see it in our nation, obviously. So we fail in discipline when you do nothing, when you ignore it. You must do something. And you fail in discipline if you overreact. Don't overreact. Don't punish in anger. Don't punish without a proper explanation. And when you underreact, when you let children off easy and you're not consistent, listen, you're doing your children harm. And then never threaten your children. I'm going to throw that in there. Never threaten your children over and over. Do not do that. Man, that's terrible. You know, to threaten your children over and over and over again. Do not do that. Make sure that you're consistent I don't know what this is supposed to mean here. I don't know. I know they're liars and they need it. I can tell you that. But many may say this sort of discipline is not acceptable. It's not required. It's too extreme. And I would say to you, well, then do you have a better idea? Because that's God's idea. That's what he said. The Bible is never out of date. It still works. And it's the only thing that does. Right here. Parents, this is how you discipline your children. It takes time. It takes a commitment to properly train up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And it comes down to this. Do you really love your child? God says, he that spareth his rod hateth his own, is his son. But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. And so you, if you have duties outside the home that, here's the last thought, if you have duties outside the home that prevents you from properly raising your children, then give your duties back to the devil and take time for your family. You're the one that's responsible for your children. Make sure that you bring them to nurture them in this world. I'm going to touch on it briefly next time, but I wanted to give a little bit more time just on discipline as we talk about the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and we'll continue talking about that next time. Anybody got any thoughts or questions, objections? I like to hear it. We can get the biblical.